Welcome to Get Uncomfortable, a show where we explore the process of becoming familiar with challenges, changes, and setbacks, and turning those into fuel and opportunities in your life. I believe the life we are searching for is found by going through discomfort and embracing it, not by choosing the path of least resistance. Listen in and enjoy conversations aimed to help you improve your life, overcome setbacks, and build a community that can rise together. Enjoy the show. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Get Uncomfortable. I'm your host, Shay McMaster. Finally getting the new studio set up here in Florida. Got the podcast table, got the samurai flag behind me, which is dope. We're going to talk about that samurai flag today a little bit. So the plan today is I'm actually going to take you guys through a quick breathwork routine that I like to use. I actually got this from my coach, Jordan Boniface. I just posted on my Instagram that we just did a session. So I thought I would take you guys through a breathwork protocol that I like a lot. And then after we do the breathwork protocol, it's just going to be a quick one. We're going to get into like where does self-esteem or confidence come from? How do you get it? How do you get the confidence to start something new or do something different when you just plain ass don't have the confidence? We're going to talk about that today. Before we get into the show, if you enjoy the show, if you like the show, if you've learned something from the show, if it brings you value, makes you think different, makes you laugh, I would greatly appreciate it if you share the show. Share the show on Instagram, send to somebody in an email, take a screenshot of it in the podcast app, post that on Instagram in your stories, tag me in it so I can repost it for you. That helps grow the show. I do greatly appreciate that. Okay, so let's get into the show. Now, I'm going to tell you a little bit about this breathwork protocol that we're going to do here. And this is called triangle breathing. So imagine drawing a triangle, okay? The first side of the triangle on the way up is the in-breath. The next triangle on the way down, the next side of it is the hold. And then the bottom of the triangle is the out breath. Okay, so there's three phases to this breath work. It's called triangle breathing. The goal is we're going to go 4 seconds in, 4 seconds hold, 4 seconds out. We're going to repeat that for 5 rounds just for the sake of time on a podcast. But you can do more rounds of that if you want to. At the end of the 5th round, you're going to take a big breath all the way in and you're going to hold your breath at the top. We're going to hold for about 30 seconds, and while we're holding the breath, I want you to envision something that brings you gratitude, something that brings a smile to your face, something that makes you really happy, grateful, expands your heart. Then we're going to let all the breath out. We're going to do a full exhale and hold at the bottom again for another 30 seconds. Okay, and in that bottom breath hold, I want you to set an intention for yourself. Set an intention for the day. Set an intention for a meeting or a call or an event that you're going to. Set the intention of how you want that to go and really visualize that clearly, okay? Now, this is going to be 1 round of this. I'll say at the end, pause and repeat if you'd like to. You can do 3 or 4 rounds of this, and it really does get you centered and focused and just gets you really like in the moment. Okay, so this is a really powerful breath work. Now, the thing is on the breath holds, if you don't do a lot of breath hold practice, you're going to feel a really strong urge to breathe and maybe you can't hold your breath for the full 30 seconds. Okay, so what you do is reset. Okay, so on the first breath hold, we have a breath in. So big breath in, hold your breath. If you can't hold your breath the whole time, you let the air out, you take another big breath in and you regain the hold until the end of the 30 seconds. Okay, same thing on the bottom breath. You have no air in your lungs. We're doing all the air out. You hold. If you feel like you need to take a breath in, you take a small sip in and you blow it back out. Regain the hold again. All right. So I'm going to start my watch and I'm going to guide you guys literally through a breathwork session. Okay. So take a couple big breaths in and out. If you're driving, you can do this, but it's a little bit harder. It's kind of better to not do it while you're driving. Because I like to close my eyes on the breath holds and really see what I'm grateful for and really see the intention that I'm trying to set, okay? Okay, so we're going to start the breathwork session here. With that being said, go ahead and take a Big breath in and let it all the way out on an exhale. And we are going to start in 2, 3, 4. Hold. 2, 3, 4. Out. 2, 3, 4. In. 2, 3, 4. Hold. 2, 3, 4. Out. 2, 3, 4. In. 2, 3, 4. Hold. 2, 3, 4. Out. 2, 3, 4. In. 2, 3, 4. Hold. 2, 3, 4. Out. 2, 3, 4. In. 2, 3, 4. Hold. 2, 3, 4. Out. 2, 3, 4. And here we go. Take a big breath in and hold that breath at the top. Hold that breath and imagine something that you're really, really grateful for. Something that brings a smile to your face, something that warms your heart, something you're very grateful to have in your life. Keep holding here. Keep holding. Got about 10 seconds left. Really feel the gratitude. Let it grow. Let it expand. 3, 2, 1. All the way out. Let all that air out. Now we're going to hold at the bottom. Keep that breath hold. Now I want you to set an intention for what you would like to have happen for the day, for the evening, for a meeting you're going into, for an event. Set that intention. Really make it clear. Make it real. See it. Visualize it. Good. We got about 10 seconds left. Make it clear. Really see that vision. And good. Big breath in. Okay, that's just a quick breathwork protocol that you can do. If you want to right now, you can pause it, go through that again. You can do as many of the rounds of the triangle breathing as you want to. I just wanted to make it kind of quick for the sake of a podcast. But that's the general protocol. So triangle breathing, big breath in and hold at the top. Gratitude, let all the air out. Hold at the bottom and set the intention for yourself. I like to do a couple rounds of that if I can. That's just a really powerful way to get yourself prepped for a day before the day starts, to get yourself prepped before a call, a meeting, a sales meeting, an event that you're going into. If it's some sort of a athletic event, that's a good way to get centered and prepare yourself for what's to come and how you want it to go. Okay, so I hope that breathwork was useful to you. So now we're going to get into a little bit. I heard a lot of people make fun of this guy, Tony Robbins. A lot of people like to give that guy shit, but his stuff is really good. I think the program I listened to a long time ago, many years ago, was The Power Within or something. It's something like that. But it's a really good program. Now, I heard him say something about like self-esteem. People are always saying, I don't have any self-esteem. I don't know. So-and-so said this to me. My dad said this. My mom did this. They took away my self-esteem. I don't have any self-confidence. And the thing he said was like, you get self-esteem and you get self-confidence and self-respect from results. You get it by doing the thing. You get it by showing and proving to yourself that you are capable, willing, and able to do the things that you say you're going to do. And I say this a lot on this show. You have to prove to yourself that you are capable of doing it. And when you overcome challenges and when you dive into them and you take them head on and you fail, but you learn from that and you come back and you do it a little bit better next time, that's what builds confidence. That's what builds self-esteem. Self-esteem is not just magically endowed to you by some force outside of you. Nobody can give it to you and nobody can take it away. Yes, good parenting, good community can help foster a sense of confidence and foster a sense of self-esteem. But really, to be completely secure in yourself and know that you have the ability to do it is to prove it to yourself, is to be the one that garners that confidence and garners that self-esteem because you have overcame challenges, obstacles, and come out on the other side better. That is how you get it. And really, it's about taking action, right? If you don't have the confidence to do something, the best thing to do is to just take the action. Just do the shit. Fail. Mess it up. Ruin it. Feel like a dipshit. And then come back stronger from that. You don't learn if you don't try. That's the thing. You can sit behind a phone and research and a computer and research and books, but really you have to get out into the real world and take that step, take that action. I can say this because I'm going through this right now. I shut down a successful business. I left my community. I left the people I know. I was making money. Things were working. And I decided it's time to level up and we're going to go. So I shut that business down and moved halfway across the country. And it's been very uncomfortable. I'm going to be honest with you guys. I've struggled a lot with it. But really, the thing is, I've recognized that I have to have this uncertainty. I have to be uncomfortable for growth. I'm trying to go somewhere I've never been before. So of course there is going to be uncertainty. If there is no uncertainty, I'm just doing the same thing that I've always done. And that's not growth. That's staying inside of a bubble of comfort. And the uncertainty is necessary. So if you're uncertain about what's going to happen on the other side of the action that you need to take, you just have to do it. That's the only way through, is to get uncomfortable and go through that uncertainty, go through that problem. And I guess I have this flag behind me. I don't know if you can see it. I'll move for a second. So if you're watching on video, you can see it. It's a big samurai helmet. And underneath of it, it says in little letters, it says choice, not chance. And I had a lot of people ask me, like, what's the significance of that flag in your gym? I had it hanging in the gym. And really, the significance of it is I'm not leaving my life up to chance. It is going to be determined by my choice, not by chance. I'm not leaving it up to chance. That's what it is. I do not have to leave the results of my life up to chance. I have the ability to choose what I want to happen on a day-to-day basis. And the inputs that I provide my life, the universe, are going to dictate the outcomes. It is choice, not chance. And that means you're taking control of your life. You're taking control of your actions. You're taking control of yourself and doing the things you know you need to do, even when you don't want to do them, right? Choice, not chance. That's a big one for me, and I really, really like that. So do what you can today. Do what you can tomorrow. Then you do it the day after that, and the day after that, and the day after that. And you keep doing those things until you get to where you want to go. That's the magic. That's the secret sauce. I talk about the secret sauce a lot. That's what it is. Don't leave it up to chance. That's how you get self-esteem. That's how you gain confidence, is by learning, is by taking action, by doing the things, recognizing when and where you failed, making adjustments, and coming back stronger. That is where self-esteem comes from. Don't let anybody else take your self-esteem away. Because if you know in yourself that I can do this shit and I can get this shit done, you've got real self-esteem. You've got confidence because you've been through the fire and you've come out on the other side. That's where confidence comes from. And that's something I'm still learning. That's something I'm still going through on a day-to-day basis. But I have learned that I do not let the lack of confidence in a situation prevent me from going to where I want to go and doing what I need to do. That is something that I have learned on a deep level, and it has changed my life. Because before, I was the kid that was too scared to try something, too scared to talk to someone, too scared to go out on a limb and see what happens. Usually nothing that bad can happen. And when you recognize that, you can overcome that shit. And I hope that that helps you move forward in whatever area you need to move forward with. All right, guys, thank you so much for tuning in. And I do actually have a cool episode coming up with a guy who created something called the Breather Fit. It's a little breathing device. That'll be coming up later this month. So thank you so much for tuning in. I hope that was valuable for you. Like I said, if you did get some value out of it, please share the show. And we will talk to you next time. Until then, go get uncomfortable.